Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits, because we are just fine. However, ladies and gentlemen, today I'd like to take a moment to wish condolences to two families. One family is the Bennett-Reno family, because they, in March 2014, lost a member of their family. Martha Bennett-Reno passed away in the month of March 2014, and I'd like to send my condolences to Leah Reno and Adrian Reno, her son and daughter. And I'd also like to extend my condolences to, I believe it's pronounced Jaya Bernice Riddick, another young lady, lady that passed away, and she passed away too in the month of March 2014 this year, and she leaves behind her daughter Kim Riddick and her son, Minister Kevin Riddick. Again, my condolences to all of the families for those that have lost loved ones during the month of March 2014, and anyone that also may be listening to the show that has lost a loved one recently or in the past, because I know that it's something that a lot of us, you know, we our hearts and souls are in those people that raised us, bore us, took care of us, nurtured us, guided us, and were our mentors and our guidance through life up to the point to where we are today and those that came before them. So again, I just want to give my condolences to those families. Ladies and gentlemen, again, other than the condolences, this has nothing to do with the show because these ladies definitely don't fit the title of the today's show. But again, I just wanted to give condolences because these great ladies did great things, and because of them and other phenomenal women like them, many of us have moved to the next level or have been given, you know, the opportunities that we've been given, which is a beautiful and wonderful thing. Oh, with that said, back to the topic at hand, which is the show. Today's show, April Fool's Day. It's fun. Don't be a fool. Now, what do I mean by April Fool's Day? It's fun. Don't be a fool. Well, perfect example. Today is a few people's birthdays. Okay? That doesn't make them a fool. Matter of fact, somebody that I hold very, very dear's birthday is today. And happy birthday to them. I'm not going to say their name because I'm not trying to start some type of craziness. But anyway, April Fool's is a day when people play all types of tricks and pranks on other people. And it's supposed to be done in good fun. However, some of us have taken on a lifestyle which kind of positions us in a constant, how can I say, we become the constant targets for being someone else's fool. We have the undubious ability to be taken advantage of or to not see things as they are. And most people would say if somebody does something to you once, what is it? Do it to me once, shame on me. Do it to me twice. I mean, do it to me once, shame on you. Do it to me twice, shame on me. And that's really the gist of what I want to talk about in the show today. What I want to talk about is I want to talk about all of the people out there that are going through all kinds of different changes and all types of different tribulations in your life. Now, I am not a minister, I am not a priest, I am not an imam, I am not a sociologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist. However, I am a student of humanity. I am a person that constantly sees people doing all types of crazy things, and in some cases expecting a different result. In some cases, I'm not quite sure if they're expecting anything, if they just think that they're going to get away with some of the ridiculousness that they get away with. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, each of us is here for a reason. That reason isn't to be the butt of anybody's joke. It's not to be the fire of anybody's prank or anybody's trickstering or any of those things, nor is it for us to be taken advantage of. However, a lot of us need to open up our own eyes and see things as they are. You know, about a week ago, I did a show, and the first thing that I said in that show was, what is, is. Now, I know that that sounds really non-descriptive, but if you really think about it, it's actually very precise. What is. That means that if somebody is doing something and you find out that it's a problem, then it's a problem. If it's something that you want to do and you're not getting what you need to get out of it, if it's a job that's not fulfilling for you, if it's a relationship that's not giving you what you need, of course, one of the other things that with the relationship part is you need to actually know what you need and what you want, which is, of course, one of the bigger problems with relationships. But the whole thing is that your joy, your happiness is totally up to you. It's not up to anybody else. I can't make a person happy. A person has to believe that I have the ability to make them happy and then accept the parameters or accept the things that I present to them and then accept that as being something that brings them joy. I can't just make someone miserable. I also can't make someone happy. I don't have that power. You don't have that power. So first off, you know, don't be somebody's fool. What that means is also you need to look at yourself and what it is that you want, what you're willing to give, what you're not willing to take, what you're willing to accept, and what you're not willing to accept. And then from there, move forward and decide on what is it that is going to make you happy, what's going to bring you joy, what's going to meet your requirements for you to have what some people would say is a successful life. There's a lot of people out there that have money. They have riches. They have position. They have power. They have influence. You know, they have all of the things that most people would want, yet you find that most of those people aren't happy. Why are those people not happy? They're not happy because they're really not getting what it is that they need. And in essence, even though they're getting stuff or even though they're getting position or even though they have influence over other people, they truly don't have influence over themselves. And because they don't have influence over themselves, they're finding that no matter what new plateau they reach, they still feel that there's more that needs to happen. They still feel that there's something missing. They still feel that life hasn't dealt them the hand that they deserve. So it's really interesting when you talk to people and you get to interact with them and you get to see how what would make one man or woman happy has got another person feeling as though they have nothing, you know, and what would make another person feel as though they have nothing would make someone that doesn't have anywhere near the things that that other person has feel blessed with joy or happy or you know, expound with just jubilant joy and greatness. Now, here's the question. There's only one person that can answer your question as far as what makes you happy, what satisfies you, and what brings you joy. No one else on earth has the power to actually do that for you but you. Even if you decided to accept someone else's interpretation of happiness, joy, fulfillment, as your interpretation, you had to pick that that's what it was, be it that it was your environment, and from your environment, these things bring you joy. You know, I don't understand how people that get into S&M get into S&M. However, for those people that really feel that it fulfills them, it brings them joy. Now, I'm not knocking that. For those people that decide that they're going to be a certain religion or a certain faith or that they only believe in one thing, again, if that's what brings you joy, then that's what brings you joy. If you're in a relationship and that relationship isn't really, wouldn't be appropriate for someone else, but is appropriate for you, again, as long as you're not hurting each other and as long as you're not hurting anybody else, if that's what floats your boat, sail on. But don't try to bring your ideologies, your thoughts, your beliefs into someone else's life and then try to direct them in the direction that you think that they should go. Because guess what? That person isn't living their lives. That person is being a fool trying to live your lives. Each and every person that can hear the sound of my voice right now, you are unique. You are one of a kind. There will never be another like you on the planet ever. So that means that you, as an individual, have special gifts, special talents, special attributes, and special abilities. Each and every one of those things needs to be shared with other people who can benefit from them. And in some cases, if you really think about it, well, not in some cases, in most cases, especially if it's positive and it's non-destructive, you are giving to other people. You know, it was really interesting. I was listening to a Bible study group, and the Bible study group, the gentleman that was talking, he actually is a, I believe he's a pastor, and never met him. This was just a call, and I listened to various calls. Anyway, the gentleman said something that I thought was really powerful, and what he said was that a lot of us have a problem being able to accept when someone else tries to give us something, when someone else tries to bless you with something, and there's no ulterior motive. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're trying to give you something because they feel that you need it or they feel that you deserve it. Whether you feel you need it or you feel you deserve it is a whole other thing. Now, I'm not talking again about anything by force or anything crazy. But basically, what the gentleman was saying was when you don't accept that kindness that that person gave you, even if it's a piece of bread, even if it's a thank you, even if it's somebody holding the door for you, you have basically done that person a disjustice. And why have you done that person a disjustice? Now, mind you, these are my words, not his. But the reason that you've done that person a disjustice is because you've failed to allow them to do what they felt was the best that they can do or what could be a blessing to you. So you fail to allow them to receive the blessing that they would have received by helping you, by assisting you, by refusing to accept their kindness, refusing to accept their goodness. And I thought that that was a really powerful thing because I never thought of it because I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people that I've helped a lot of people, and I'm constantly helping a lot of people, sometimes to my own detriment, financially and et cetera. However, when people go to try to give me something or people go to try to thank me, I usually say, thank you, no problem. I usually go, no, that's okay, not realizing that I'm stopping that individual from experiencing happiness, from experiencing joy, from being able to get that same feeling that I got by helping them, even though it may have been a way more monetary thing, or it may have taken a lot more of my time than what they did, but not allowing them to receive the gifts that I can give them by allowing them to feel as though they've done something that they felt was a positive thing in their lives for me in thanks of what I've done for them. Never thought of it. Never really looked at it that way. But that's a very powerful way to think about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, today is April Fool's, but don't be a fool. I'm talking about, again, if you're in a relationship that's toxic, then don't be a fool. Move out of that relationship. If you're not getting what you need from the other person, then guess what? Maybe you need to sit down with that individual, or if you need to bring somebody else in, maybe you need to sit down with a third party that is neutral but has both of your betterments in their heart and in their desire to help you, and see if you can get some guidance so that you can both be on the same sheet of music if that's what you want, so that you can find your fulfillment, so you can find your happiness. Don't be a fool. Don't let your child, if you are a single mom or a single dad, you know, don't let your child and their discontentment with the fact that you're not with their mother or their father make you make decisions or make you place yourself in a situation to where you have a new relationship that could be making you and them happy, could be a benefit to your overall family. Don't let a child that doesn't know anything other than what they know guide you in the opposite direction of what's going to actually truly bring you joy and be of benefit to you and that same child later down the road. Don't rely on somebody's advice that hasn't been there, done that, got the T-shirt, hasn't been where you've been. Don't go to a miserable person for relationship advice. You wouldn't go to a horse doctor to get a bullet removed out of a person, would you? You wouldn't go to a cancer doctor for something that's got to do with multiple sclerosis. You're going to go to somebody that can give you the best information as possible to deal with whatever it is that you're doing. But most of us, we spend our lives going through the April Fool's mindset. We find another person who we may know, like, and trust, but that really doesn't have the experience, doesn't have the knowledge, doesn't have any of the things necessary to truly give us advice or point us in the correct direction of what it is that we need to do so that we can move on with our lives. The libraries are full of books with phenomenal information, yet most of those books go unread. There's YouTube. You can listen to experts, and I'm talking about experts that are millionaires, tell you the things that you need to do to become a millionaire, but understand that they're telling you what to do, but you have to do it and still be you, because they were them when they did it. They took the information, made it their own, and then from taking the information that they made their own, they were able to figure out how to make this millionaire plan work for them. You always hear people talk about, you need a system and we need systems. Well, each person has to take that system, and I'm not saying change the system. What I'm saying is implement the processes, but be you when you implement the processes. When you put those things in action, be the most original you as possible, because guess what? Like I said before, every person that's listening to the sound of my voice is unique. Don't be somebody else's fool. Stop jumping from plan to plan to plan to plan, and you haven't actually followed through on plan one, and now you're on plan 52 or 27 or what have you. Don't try to look at the grass being greener on the other side and then find out, guess what? All of that dirt came from the same place. The same nutrients that are in your neighbor's yard across the street are the same nutrients that are in your yard. All right? You may have decided to pick one person might have picked bluegrass and another one might have picked Kentucky grass or seed. However, the ground is the same. The seed doesn't really care. It'll grow in any ground that's fertile. However, if you find out that you got a layer of dirt and then a layer of rock or lye under there, then now you know that the soil is different. So now you know what you're trying to plant isn't going to grow there, but it's not going to grow there because your soil is contaminated. They talk about, when you plant the seed, it'll grow. Well, as long as the seed falls on what? Fertile ground. If it falls on rocky ground, it's not going to grow. All right, if it grows on too damp ground, it's probably not going to grow. The birds may take it away. You may not take care of the soil or you may not water it, so then it's not going to grow that way. But what I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is I'm using April Fools because I want you to look at your life. I want you to look at what's going on in your environment. I want you to not blame other people for the things that don't go right in your life. I want you to look at what parts are you playing to promulgate and to help the negativity reign in your life. What people do you need to remove? What things in you do you need to remove? And when I say remove things, I'm talking about what do you need to put in its place? If you have a tendency to procrastinate, what do you need to put in place so that, guess what? Now you don't procrastinate anymore. If you have a tendency to say a particular bad word, what word do you need to put in place to not only remind you that you know, you don't want to say that bad word, but what word can you put in place that's going to reinforce it and is going to put you in a positive mood so that you don't have more bad words come into your life? If you eat too much, what is it that you need to think about or you need to do to stop eating the things that are causing you to get sicker? If you're overweight, same thing. If you're going home and you're spending, you know, 5 to 8 hours in front of the television every day, what things do you need to do that are going to make it so that you don't spend 5 to 8 hours in front of the TV anymore? Could it be maybe do some exercise or get yourself a accountability buddy and start walking or start trying to get into a hobby that's going to take up that time that you would have spent staring at what we call the idiot box? What is it that you need to do to move you to the next step, the next level, and then what other things do you need to start trying to put in place so that you can have and find the success that you want in your life? You know, when you've got someone like Og Mandino who was living on the street and about to kill himself because he was so distraught, had lost his wife, had lost his kids, had lost his family, had lost his home, had been kicked out, had become just a derelict for the most part, who actually had just enough money to go buy a used gun that he was going to put to his head and blow his head away. And then as he was thinking about it, it was raining and it was cold, so he went into a library, sat in that library to get warm and to get out of the rain, and while in that library picked up a book that changed his whole life. This is a man who is now the dean of a college, who is wealthy beyond means, who is now with his family, happily married, and has changed his whole life. Why? Because he made a decision and he took an action and then he followed through and he followed up and he did what was necessary and he turned his life around. If your financial life isn't what it needs to be right now, if your relationships aren't what they need to be right now, if you're not in the place where you truly want to be right now, let's accept that, understand that this has happened and there's nothing that we can do about yesterday. The future is something we can't do anything about, but the thing that we can do something about is today. The thing that you can do something about is today. When is today? Right now. Not tomorrow, not in an hour, not in half an hour, not in 15 minutes, not in 10 minutes. Today is right now. So if you truly want joy in your life, then you need to take action. If your credit's messed up, then guess what? If your credit's messed up, then you need to find you a credit restoration company and get them to start fixing your credit for you, all right? Before that, you probably need to get something that's going to stop whoever is stealing your identity, and then from there, go to clean up your credit. If your bills are getting crazy, then maybe you need to find a way to lessen your expenses and increase your income. Maybe you need to look at some of the stuff that you have. Maybe you need to declutterize some of the crap in your house and get rid of it, and that'll give you the extra funds that you need from things that you've purchased that you didn't ever use and probably don't want in the first place. Again, where there's a will, there's a way. And I know sometimes it's hard. Ladies and gentlemen, trust me, my life has its ups and downs just like everybody else's life has its ups and downs. You know, one of the reasons that I like going on these calls is because when you listen to everybody going through whatever it is that they're going through, it gives you a different perspective on what you're going through. Not looking for the negatives in life, because there's some people that are on the calls and they're doing fabulous. They're doing amazing things. They have a successful life. They have money. They have things. They have relationships. They have vacations, all of that stuff. But taking each thing that you hear, each thing that you experience, and then evaluating it and figuring out where it is that you want to be, and then taking action, continuous and positive action to get you where it is that you need to be. Having belief, having faith, looking at the things in your life and developing the proper pillars, or looking at the proper pillars and reinforcing them so that you can have the success that you want out of your life. Stop waiting for someone to come and magically bless you with goodness, with greatness. Start taking responsibility for your life, and let's start taking action to put you in the position that you need to be in, the position that you want to be in, in the position where you can now become a guiding light to other people, to where you can be the motivation that other people look at you and go, hey, this is where I want to be. This is how I want to get there, and this is how not necessarily how I want to get there, but these are the things that I need, and then making a plan to figure out how you can get where you want to be. You know, I'm always talking about be a person of character. Don't be a character. Be a person of character. Look at your attitude. Straighten out your attitude and start being thankful for the things that come to you. Have a life of gratitude. Look at your vision. What is it that you have in your heart that you truly want, and believe that you can achieve it if you're willing to work for it? Plan and do. There's an old saying, be, do, have. Be the person that you say that you want to be. Do the things that you need to do, and you will have the things that you need to have. Keep score. You need to keep a scoreboard. Life is fast. It's furious. There's millions of things going on in our day, every day. And sometimes we'll reach our goal and we missed it. Why? Because we weren't keeping score. We weren't watching what we were doing. Be friendly. Stop waking up in the morning with a frown on your face. Stop going to bed at night miserable. Stop driving into your job before you even get there, already expecting bad things to happen. Be friendly. However, take that same be friendly attitude and bring it home. Matter of fact, bring it home more than anything else. Because the people that are in your household are supposed to be people that love you, people that care for you, and people that have your best interest in line. Start looking at your finances. Start looking at your credit. Start looking at all of the things that you need to do and understand that it's all cumulative. If one thing is off, it can throw the other things off. It's a balancing act. And that's the interesting thing. It's a balancing act. In a balancing act, nothing stays perfectly leveled forever. It has ebbs and flows. The weight shifts, the wind shifts, the angle shifts, and that's the same thing with your life. Leadership, take responsibility for yourself and understand that sometimes you lead and sometimes you follow. Conflict resolution, stop worrying about arguing or being right. Being right is overrated, ladies and gentlemen. It is so overrated that if you look at most divorce courts, both of them wanted to be right. If you look at most major incidents that happen, both sides believe that they were right to the point to where it got violent, to the point to where other people got hurt that didn't even have to be hurt. Create a system. If you know you're lacking in certain areas, then guess what? Those are probably areas that you shouldn't be trying to do stuff in. Let someone else that's better at that do that, and then excel at the things that you're good at. And then if you can find that give and take in that relationship or in that business or what have you, you'll grow. Why? Because one person has strengths. One person has strengths in another place, but another person may have weaknesses in there. But in those weaknesses, if you let the person that does this best, like let's say accounting, if you let the accountant that knows accounting do his part and you know management do management, you're going to have a beautiful thing. Same thing with relationship. If you know that you're not an authoritarian, then let the authoritarian do what they need to do, but back them up, support them, and be there with them so that you can move it to the next level. Have a purpose. And the other thing is create a legacy. A legacy is something when you pass and people pass on who you were, they're not thankful that you passed. They're regretful that you left, but they are thankful that you lived. That's huge, ladies and gentlemen. So again, to sum it all up, ladies and gentlemen, today is April Fool's Day. It's April 1st, 2014. It doesn't matter when you listen to this show. Most of the things that I said still apply. They're still applicable. So don't let April Fool's Day be every day in your life. Doesn't matter what date it is. Doesn't matter what year it is. Make up your mind today to be the best you that you can be, and a you that continues to constantly work on improving it and yourself. Because guess what? You're only here for a short amount of time, and nobody gets through this life alive. So live a happy and full life. Do the things that you want to do, and be a giver. Be someone that's trying to help others, and that help will come back to you. Also understand that some people you can't help. Some people, no matter what you do, they're still going to do the silly stuff that they do. So you need to move on and focus your time on those people that are actually going to. appreciate what you do for them, respect what you do for them, and then also emulate what you do for them and take it on. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you very much for listening. If you enjoy the show, in the upper left-hand corner, please click follow. If you hear anything in any of the shows that is of value to you or could be of value to others, we ask that you share it. Again, to the Reno family, the Bennett family, and the Riddick family, our condolences to you, to your loss, and to anyone else out there who's lost a loved one. Our condolences are to you. But understand that they lived and created you so that you could live. They shared the information they shared with you so that you could share that information with other people. The mistakes that they illustrated to you, guess what? That's something, too, for you to learn from and not to repeat. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, and we wish you every success.